This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And I want to first say something to our listeners in the Huntsville, Alabama area. I realize you had a very serious tornado touchdown in your vicinity. I hope everybody's doing okay up there, and our thoughts and prayers go along with you. And to all the first responders that are in that twisted debris that I saw, I hope you guys are okay, too. Please stay safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for what you're doing to keep America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also over on Parler when it comes back. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we have got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. They're all outside the window because, Ron, we've got a bunch of Super Bowl folks here right now because guess who's in the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, Tampa Bay and Kansas.
Kansas City, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's going to be one hell of a game, I'm telling you. Can't wait, can't wait. All right, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start out with this story, and it's about Mr. Number 46, who said that there's nothing that can ease the COVID dark winter after he abandoned all his campaign rhetoric, which we have a plan and we can take care of this. All that crap we heard that 70-some-odd percent of the country bought that they could do a better job, and now he's got no plan. Why are we hearing that, Ron?
Well, you know, it's just what they do. They have this false rhetoric. But what the Bidens are doing, the Biden administration and others are doing, they're basically following what Trump had already put in place.
That's correct.
They're lying and saying that the president, the former president, had nothing in place and was doing nothing. And why the American people fell for that, I don't know, because things were happening. And now they're... Yeah, they've replaced the Trumpster, and they're just following the same thing and telling the American people, well, he did nothing, and we're coming forth with this plan, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so, I've heard the nonsense, and that's what it is nonsense. Now, secondly, number 46 has unveiled its agenda for the first 100 days in the White House, and his list includes an initiative aimed at nothing less than the destruction of the U.S. firearms industry. Now, he's going after the manufacturers with the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which they're trying to get get rid of, and the reason for that is because then you can sue a gun company if someone uses a gun and commits a felony, shoots somebody or kills somebody, wounds them, whatever, you can sue the gun company.
Well, that's as retarded as someone going after Mercedes Benz company if someone happened to use a Mercedes Benz automobile to run over someone, or they got into an accident and then slammed into a store or something. It's retarded. Also, based on leftist philosophy, it's their way, it's an in and around way to go after the Second Amendment. That's
right.
What the animus is behind all that.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, last night there was quite this little procession that marched over the impeachment item to the Senate, and then we heard number 46 speak up and say, well, the impeachment trial has to happen, but I don't think the Senate will convict. Well, of course they won't. And by the way, we did hear that at least 29 Republican senators were not going to vote for impeachment. As a matter of fact, some of them are going to vote to not even hear the case, and there may be some more on top of that. Obviously, I think we can name the two that will be voting for it. One is Romney, and one is, what's her name, Murkowski.
Yeah, they need to be primaried out next cycle. I'm disappointed that it's only 29, but...
well, that's so far. That was yesterday. Could be more.
Yeah. Hopefully it's even more. I mean, these people have to have some smidgen of honor. This is nothing but political grandstanding for the foolish who would buy into such madness. I have never, ever, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've never, ever heard of a case where you go after a president in such a manner after they're long gone.
No.
Never been done before.
And I had a lawyer. I had a lawyer on the program yesterday. I talked to her, and we talked about this. And one of the reasons why you don't see John Roberts marching over there to sit there, because believe me, he would if he could. But the reason you don't see him there is because this is unconstitutional, and he knows it.
Yeah. So this is just another. I think it's going to backfire because Biden and his buddies are in such a go after Trump mode that they're going to look increasingly childish and like a bunch of leftist chumps over there. So it's going to backfire on them. I really believe that.
All right. Well, here comes the music. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you a question. We're going to keep on rolling along. Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. We got an Edwards Notebook. I got queued up, ready to go. So don't go nowhere. No how. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hey, get off on the phone!
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And let me tell you, I had the pleasure of being able to be behind the wheel of a 2021 Nissan Rogue last week. You want to talk about a car that's been totally redesigned. I need to tell you, holy smokes. Now, I had some Muranos for a while. I drove two or three Muranos in a row. I drove three or four Rogues. I drove two or three Titans in the length of time that I've been with Moss Nissan, and they certainly are the best dealer that I know anywhere. So here's the deal. The 2021 Rogues are now in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some incredible upgrades to their fantastic SUV. The Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with the quilted leather seats, the new cutting-edge digital display, the cordless phone charging, a full suite of driver and safety assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. This doggone Rogue nearly drives itself. And I've driven many miles, as I said, in a Rogue from Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to love and enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. First of all, the new Rogue is longer. It's got more leg room. It's wider. And you want to talk about creature comforts? Man, it is stacked with that stuff. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchase, a tremendous value-added package that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze, too. They've currently got well over 800 vehicles in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for at the other dealerships don't. Now, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, the home of the You Serve, You Save program, putting pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders on a pedestal. Nissan stores are located in Crystal River, Newport Richie, and Nissan and Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in North Tampa. Visit them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch more money. All right, and we're back with Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I want to play your Edwards notebook before I forget all about it. Here we go.
We all know that Joe Biden and son Hunter are sold out to China. But did you know that Joe Biden has been sold out since 1972 to another communist enterprise? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When Joe Biden first ran for U.S. Senate in 1972, he was approached by the Council for a Livable World, a powerful communist organization that has generously paid and helped over 200 senators and 300 representatives to undermine U.S. interests since the early 1970s. Biden was one of the communist organization's first traitorous hired hands. Biden was also always there throughout the years to help ensure that Russia would have the upper hand in nuclear missile negotiations with the United States. President Trump saw the folly of such foolishness and had hoped to renegotiate the agreements with Russia. But Biden has announced that he will make sure those agreements stay as they are for at least 5 more years. Please be fully aware that Biden is seeking to crush our republic under the boot heel of a communist dark winter.
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the ronedwards.com.
All righty, and that's our buddy Ron Edwards. And by the way, I kind of like that little 20s music there at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
That threw, well, a little, that threw a little class into the act. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie Davis.
Yeah, yeah, that's what that was. You are right. Yeah. Okay, we were talking about little Dr. Fauci, and I never really got this out there, but who is the highest paid U.S. government worker short of the President of the United States?
Who is the highest paid government worker? Is it Dr. Fauci?
To the tune of $417,000+ a year? Yes, it is. Little Dr. Fauci. Quite a racket he's got going, isn't it?
Oh, man. What a guy.
Now,
and for spewing out misinformation, too. Wow.
A lot of it. And the other thing is when he came out yesterday and he said, well, you know, we can solve the problem quicker. You just put on another mask. You'll have two masks. You know, I've seen some people with some masks that cost like $20 and $25 a piece, and they are layered, okay? And they got filters in them. And they're very expensive, and they're very elaborate. And a lot of them got, like, matter of fact, I got one that was given to me from a company, one of my advertisers. And I got it. I'm going to wear it today a little bit later when I have to go out to wear the mask to go wherever. But it's amazing. Well, you got to wear the mask. That'll take care of it. I got one that's three masks.
Well, people, if you wear a mask, let's say if you wear a mask 8 hours a day, you're going to put yourself in great danger.
You
medically.
Most certainly are. Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is what these people are doing. He knows that they're harmful. And so many American people will buy into the lies and wear these things, and they're harming themselves. It starts in your gums and your mouth and everything, and it goes from there. Yep. Respiratory situations will worsen.
You are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Now, here's
the situation.
Yeah, now here's the other thing, and I want to get this out there because I'm not sure that you're aware of this, and this is so important, and I want to get it mentioned during your segment.
Sure.
H.R. 1, that's the first bill in Congress that Nancy Pelosi has put out, H.R. 1. It's called For the People Act. Do you know anything about it?
Well, she put it out, and she says it's for the people. I know it's not.
Well, let me tell you what it's for. Wait till you hear this one. You think we got problems with the elections. You wait if this thing gets passed, because the first thing they want to do is seize control of every state's election system in the only way the federal government can do it, which is to mandate the expanded vote by mail, changing the election day from 1 day to 2 weeks federal elections to give the left-wing activists plenty of time to bus voters to the polls and removing, and here's the big thing, and removing any and all voter ID requirements, which means, guess what, no voter ID and no signature requirement to verify the mail-in votes.
Well, this should give any true conservative folks that want to run for office some great fodder to utilize to assume office. Mm-hmm. So this stuff has to be smacked down. The people need to get out there, get active, and speak out against this.
Well, wait till you hear the rest of it.
It's evil.
Wait till you hear the rest of it.
Go ahead.
No more purging of the voter rolls. And here's the other one. forcing the states to adopt the swamp-controlled redistricting commissions, because as it stands right now, because of the fact that no states were flipped, the state legislatures in 2020, the Republicans control what's about to happen here with the redistricting. A lot of the blue states are about to lose representatives, and where are they going? To the red states, especially Florida, Texas, Alabama, maybe Mississippi, Tennessee. Florida's going to pick up 2 seats. I think Texas is picking up 3.
Yes, that's true. But my concern, and it's been my concern for many years, is that when a lot of people move to these great places, they turn them blue or purple. That's what happened to Colorado and a few other states. It's beginning to happen in Tennessee to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And that's what you guys have to be concerned about as well.
Because we've had
all those blue people, they ill affect.
We've had two people from New York, two people, one from New York and one from Ohio that moved down to our area, where I live, my neighborhood. And one guy from New York has got New York Yankees all over everything. So, you know, you got to wonder. So I went over and I said, oh, you're a Yankees fan. He says, yeah. I said, well, I grew up with the Mets. And he goes, oh, well, the Mets never got Casey Stengel. But anyway, I said to him, I said, what brought you down here? And he says, oh, the taxes were killing me. I couldn't find no work. And I came down here and I found all the work I need to have and the taxes were killing me. I said, well, just remember one little thing. And he said, what's that? I said, the reason the taxes are low down here is because we don't do what they do in New York, and we aren't going to. And he just looked at me and says, you know, that's a good point. I know that. That's why I'm here. So he's gave me the right answer. The other guy I haven't had a chance to talk to yet.
Well, Ohio's a red state, so most likely he's probably just a red guy that just wants an even better situation.
A red guy?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a red guy. by the way, before we run out of time, and we are going to run out of time here, Portman is not running for re-election in 2022. Should little old Congressman Jim Jordan go for it this time?
I think so. I like Jim Jordan.
He's a great senator, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of Portman. He wasn't the worst, but he wasn't very supportive of Trump either. So he was kind of a middle-of-the-road guy. So we need to get rid of those middle-of-the-road guys anyway and get some real patriots in there so we can battle against this situation that has developed now under the Biden, I hate to say it, administration.
Well, do what I do. Do what I do.
46, I know.
46, yep, 46. Do what I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
Now, if I really want to call him Biden, somebody said call him Bidey Biden.
There you go.
For Bidey, see you later, Bidey Bidey.
That's a less bitter pill.
Yeah, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Stay low.
All right, take care. Bye now.
All right, Rod Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we appreciate him. And coming up, we've got Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Don't forget to check out her website, brooketalksamerica.com. All her stuff is over there, and we will be right back with her.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House Democrats presented an article of impeachment against President Trump to the Senate on Monday night. A total of 10 House Republicans joined in with Democrats to vote in favor of impeachment. An impeachment is defined as to remove from power. More on yesterday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad had just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. The Senate voted 84-15 to confirm Janet Yellen as the 78th Treasury Secretary on Monday. Yellen is the first woman to serve as Treasury Secretary. Previously, she was on the Federal Reserve Board from 2014 to 2018. Born in Brooklyn, New York, Secretary Yellen is estimated to be worth $16 million. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroo from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. If you've been hurt or injured in an accident or an on-the-job injury, give these people a call. I'll tell you the number in a minute. The injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. And don't forget, you can call them 24-7. Their 24-7 telephone number is 877-245-6707 and discuss your case. They'll give you an idea whether or not you have a case or not. 877-245-6707. And you spell their name Farrah, F-A-R-A-H. So it's F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com at 877-245-6707. Give them a call. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Joining us right now from the Brook Talk Samaritan Marathon, which is heard on this station here Saturday nights, 7 p.m., is Brooke from BrookTalksAmerica.com. Hello there.
Good morning.
Listen, we got so many things we could talk about here, but for the lack of better things, we're going to talk about Dr. Fauci simply because we can. Now, let me
diaper face.
Yeah, let me first say, Dr. Fauci, we found out yesterday, is the highest paid U.S. government employee, getting $417,000 plus per year. Only one person makes more money than that. It's the president of the United States.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And all of the left is tubing themselves over Dr. Fauci's picture. Yeah, I said it. I don't care.
All right. But we want to talk about the new answer that he's got to the COVID problem, and that is wear another mask. Put on two masks.
And they'll do it. They'll do it. Today you'll be
I've already seen it. I saw Biden.
It's pathetic. It's the most pathetic thing. You know, Trump should have fired him like 2 weeks in. Our country's so lost, I swear. If anybody believes this. Oh, and magically. Oh, wait, it's a miracle. So all of the blue states are now opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait a minute. Not all of them, but they're opening partially in California, not open. Michigan is open partially, not open. And now we're hearing about New York. But eventually
and
they'll open more.
Speaking of which, the cyborg of Satan, I know Ron loves that. She said she had to go to the installation of number 46. And she says, I just can't stand it when people don't do what they, when people do things or say they're going to do something and then don't do it or something like that.
Who said that?
Oh my God. Whitmer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing the family picture she took.
She had to go. Yes.
Well,
what a hypocrite. These people are ridiculous.
Well, let me tell you something else about California here, as long as we brought up California briefly.
Yes.
They got well over a million signatures now to recall the governor. They're well on their way to getting it done.
We'll see, won't we?
Well, they can get it on the ballot,
because
at least.
He offshored, what, $11 billion for the so-called sophisticated Russian and Nigerian gangs, so he'll be set. Even if he gets out as governor, he offshored $11 billion off of the country out of the CARES Act. So,
well, we have $54 billion that I was watching a Judicial Watch thing, and we have $54 billion that was blown, literally blown, on wasteful projects by the U.S. government. And let me tell you what one of the things was, and you'll die laughing. One of them was a smart toilet.
Oh, my God.
It's,
you know what a smart toilet is? One that flushes.
Well, here's this one. Here's this one. Where'd you hear this? This toilet supposedly operates with artificial intelligence that includes three cameras.
Oh, my God.
And a urinalysis strip. Health data is collected and stored in a digital cloud system. Here's how it operates. According to the information provided by the senator's office, and we're talking about Senator Rand Paul. He says the toilet's hardware and cameras use biometric identifiers to securely associate the collected data with the user's identity. This includes, are you ready for this?
No, but tell me anyways.
This includes fingerprints, photos, and a video of the user's butt.
Nice. No wonder Rand Paul uses Snapchat.
Oh my God.
No, it's.
And this, there was like $4 million was spent on this thing. What the hell?
Oh, listen, they've had shrimp on trend. It's the most ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Then there was $48 million to help disconnected Tunisian youth, $10 million to help improve.
Okay, you're torturing me.
I just wanted to throw that out there since you mentioned a money thing. But anyway,
it's ridiculous.
It is. It's unbelievable. All right, well, let's creep on back into here. Speaking of money, $11 billion and counting in California, unemployment fraud, and they think they've only just touched the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. So the thing is that you have to understand, okay, so all of this is blamed on X, right? Mm-hmm. They're stealing the money. They're stealing the money. You follow that money, I guarantee you it either has Newsom's hands on it, it has the DNC's hands on it, it has someone's hands on it. It's not some Russian and Nigerian gangs. It's quote-unquote Russian and Nigerian gangs. They're stealing all the money from you and me.
Mm-hmm.
The money that, you know, Chris Martowski talks about is just being printed. They're stealing the money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. Yeah. So the whole thing's a joke, and we're not going to do anything about it. Our side is not going to do anything but huff and puff and do nothing. So they deserve to win.
Well, it's California, this particular one here, and the other
it's
thing.
It's all over.
But, no,
it's all over.
But the story we heard was California. We didn't hear all over. We heard California.
Yeah, touche, touche.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Now, let's talk about this Jen Psaki deal where she talked about 46 not wearing a mask and the reason for that and all that. That was that was kind of, in my opinion, a little bit Bush League, maybe?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So he literally puts an EO, mandating masks on federal property, and then immediately proceeds to do what? Not wear a mask on federal property.
And
that little bimbo comes out and says, oh, but he was celebrating with his family. So why doesn't every American go and wear a T-shirt saying, I'm celebrating with my family, and go to federal property not wearing a mask? Be like Biden. Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
When you going?
And by the way, that's what Jane Castor did here locally. She strong-armed them into making a mask mandate, mm-hmm. and then like within a week, she went and gave blood in the mobile with no mask. In a blood mobile. Mm-hmm. So Democrats are nothing. It's not hypocrites.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Now, you know, with the and by the way, we're going to get into this right now, but I think I'm going to bypass the New York and the California thing for a reason. I want to go over to Jacob Blake. Remember that young man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and the riot that ensued over the fact
the unarmed guy.
Yeah. Well, he's come out and said, under no uncertain terms, that he was in fact armed with a knife, and he accepts what happened to him because he was wrong. He came out and said it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
But the newspaper that wrote the story to begin with, a la the New York Times, won't change their story or the description of the event.
Yeah, of course, because it meets their narrative. And I tell you what, all Black Americans should be completely outraged at what the media does every time one of these things happen. They do it to be abusive and manipulative for ratings or for, you know, propaganda or for whatever. And who suffers the most? Them. So it's astonishing, you know. Look what happened with the George Floyd situation. They had the tape, only a part of the tape, right? Of course it looked horrible. Everybody was outraged. The irony of the George Floyd situation is that everybody in the country, it was the most uniting thing that's happened in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody agreed on that from that clip, from that part of it, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, look what happened. So that's what the media does. And then they came out later and they saw that it was completely different, you know, and the guy was a criminal. Jacob Blake was a criminal. All of these people that they celebrate are criminals, and yet they destroy their own communities for that. So it's just insane. But the media is absolutely the enemy of the people, and everybody should understand that more and more, because they're the ones that are doing this.
I believe the autopsy and the toxicology report on George Floyd was he was loaded up on some sort of drug.
Yeah, fentanyl.
Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. The website is brooketalksamerica.com. And we've got a caller, but caller, we're going to break. So we'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Larry Oakley, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This final segment of the program, my conversation with Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America, brooketalksamerica.com, brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might wind up with a free trip to the back room to get some of that great pastries they got back there. All right, well, back to Brooke from BrookeTalksAmerica.com. Okay there, you wrote an article, and I've got it right here in front of me. The neocons finally get their war. Okay, I'm listening.
Well, I mean, not even 48 hours after his installation, and that's what it was, right? Number 46 has sent troops into Syria. So I'm sure that Bill Kristol and Max Boot are, you know, having fun with that, and all the neocon Republicans, you know, Cheney on her way out will be glad there's a new war. Trump was the first president in how many years not to start a war? Right? That's one of the reasons.
20 years or more.
Yeah, more. That's one of the reasons these people hate Donald Trump is because he refused to start new wars, right? And if you really want to say you support the troops, you don't support sending them to pointless foreign wars for stupid reasons. So it's just unbelievable. And the, this is what the neocons wanted. They wanted war. And just for the record, if there are any Democrat hate listeners, and, you know, whatever, don't let the Democrats get away with saying they don't love war. They love war. Okay, Hillary's a big neocon. They love war just as much as the Republicans. They just
they make a lot of money that way.
Yes, but it's also they prefer it when it's their guy doing the war. I mean, Brian Williams, you know, almost needed a cigarette after talking about the bombing in Syria. Seriously. So they act like they're anti-war. They're totally pro-war. They just prefer it when it's their guy dropping the bombs.
Well, I'm a proponent of something that was instituted during the George W. Bush era. It was from my former commanding general Paul Vallely and his buddy, Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. They put in the lily pad strategy, and it was agreed upon to institute that, where we take these Marine and expeditionary units and put them on the assault ships, as well as an aircraft carrier or whatnot, and have them floating around different places of the world, so they're not all in one place, all concentrated doing whatever. And they put that in there. That was called the lily pad strategy. That's how that got started. Yep.
Well, okay.
And then
fine.
You use them if you need them, but you get in, you get out. Boom. See ya.
Yeah, and now 19 years after 9/11, almost 20 years, it'll be 20 years this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, George Bush. You know, we did Afghanistan in 6 months. Less than 6 months, we were finished with Afghanistan. But that wasn't the point. The point was to go into Iraq. So we're still in Bush's war, okay, however many years later, 17 years later for that. We're still in Afghanistan, okay, and now we're going into Syria. And also for the record, Obama campaigned against the war in Iraq. He started twice as many wars as Bush. Okay? So it's all, you know, I think that all conservatives should take their kids, should get their kids out of the military and let all the blue hair soy boys do it.
Which will never happen.
Well, yeah. Okay, fine. So, you know, it's just, it's very sad. I'm anti-war. You know, if you're going to do it, you make a stating, you make a real point. Okay, you make it count. You Dresden, okay? You want to mess with us, we're going to Dresden you. And then they're not going to do it anymore. That's it. But this business of just staying and building, you know, $19 million, gas stations and stuff is just, you know, I don't know why the American people aren't in the streets over that.
They lost $100 million worth of drones given to the Afghan army, and they can't find them.
Yeah, they didn't lose anything.
No, they went. They found their way to the Taliban, or maybe they're over in Pakistan, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so disappointing. The whole thing, this should be evident to anybody, even the most simple-minded, that the bigger the government gets, the more they will take from you and the less accountable they will be. You know? So, I don't understand it, but.
So, what are you doing on your show this week? You had like for lack of better words, not a memorial. That's not the right word. You had a
celebrate President Trump.
There you go. There you go. Okay. So, what are you doing this week?
Well, in case you didn't hear it, it was a wonderful tribute for the MAGA movement over the 5.5 years with President Trump. It was very special. It was all about celebrating President Trump. This weekend, I do believe we're going to have that Marine from California, Carlos Zapata, who was in the video in Shasta County, and we're going to talk to him about a Patriots movement. So I do believe he's going to be on the show.
By the way, there was an article yesterday. Donald Trump, of course, popularized the campaign slogan, Make America Great Again. That propelled him, obviously, to win the 2016 election. And the phrase morphed into an entire movement with many political pundits say is going to strengthen even without Trump in the White House. And I'm starting to see that. And it's something that Trump pledged would happen in the goodbye speech that he made ahead of 46's inauguration. But I'm seeing that. The Tea Party folks are starting to fire the guns back up again. They got the fire and the cannons again. That's all I can say. But things are just picking up around America. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and this is a segue, but it's in line with the issue, is that they have arrested Brandon Strock from the Walkaway Movement, who was a big part of the MAGA movement over the past few years. I don't know why they're doing that. But Yeah, the MAGA movement is going to grow because the, and I believe that you're going to get more Democrats because people realize that the two-party system, even though I think he'll stay and help Republicans, whatever, I saw your, the post that he was going to, you know, not just try to go third party, see, mm-hmm. see how you can configure, is they're not serving us at all. You know, mm-hmm. and you have real fighters in there like Marjorie Greene and, I believe there's an Arizona state senator that's doing all this pro-life stuff or, you know, pro-constitution, pro-stuff.
Okay.
So that's what we're going to need. We're going to need people that have spines.
We have got to say, hasta la vista till the next time, and we will hear you on the radio on Saturday, 7 p.m. on this station, my flagship station. So BrookTalksAmerica.com is the place to go to.
All right. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. That's Brooke from BrookTalksAmerica.com. Now, you know, I don't need to tell you that America's best days are still ahead of us, in my opinion. But here's something you need to think about. The 46th administration has announced in his first week that the U.S. is rejoining the World Health Organization. But the World Health Organization is a very flawed group, one that's performed poorly while the world has struggled with the COVID-19, because early on the group was far too differential to China, even parroting Beijing's early claim that the virus cannot be transmitted between humans. What a lie. And since then, an independent panel has concluded that the WHO dithered in its response, waiting too long to declare an international emergency. Well, that's obvious. And all the while, the WHO has continued to block Taiwan's participation because of political objections from the Chinese government, despite the fact that the world has much to learn from Taiwan's exceptional response to the virus. Now, let's bring that forward, because before rejoining the WHO, we should have demanded some accountability and reform from the group for the $400 million in taxpayer money that we will send to it every year we're in it. Big mistake. It looks like we'll just keep on writing blank checks to the WHO, which they're more than happy to keep on cashing. But it's a mistake. We shouldn't be there. What are they doing for us? What have they done for us lately? Nothing. Nothing. They're not part of the solution. They're part of the problem. Especially when you sit there and you play front man for the Chinese. Think about that. And you know, one of the great things about being an American is I'm free to say that without being led off to the gulag or whatever. I'm free to say that. Now, some people will say, well, your days are limited. Well, no, I don't think so. Because this still is the greatest place on the planet Earth that I want to be and that anybody would want to be. Why do you think all those people are lined up on the Mexican border? They want to come over here for a better life. By the way, my good friend Greg Stube is on TV right now. He's the Republican congressman out of Florida District 17. Keep your eyes on him. I'm telling you, coming up. Coming up. He's a mover and a shaker. That guy's going to go places. And by the way, our governor down here, Ron DeSantis, kudos to him for the great job he's doing. And don't forget, Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers coming up, Super Bowl. Wow. You want to talk about a fire that's been lit in this city, you'll see it. I'll be back tonight. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.